Give this to Dina. There's a saying that whatever you appreciate, appreciates. For instance, if I appreciate the qualities of someone else, that opens my heart so that I can actually imbibe those qualities. However, if I see someone who's more qualified than me, and I become envious of them, and I think, and I belittle them, then I'm not open to actually take on their qualities. Gratitude is a very powerful force, and it comes when one is able to pacify the mind through meditation. This is one of the great benefits. Two people can be in the same place, under the same circumstances. One will be miserable and dissatisfied, and another will be completely happy. Why? Because it's not a product of our environment, our state of mind, but it is a product of our heart, which in Sanskrit is called the citta, or the consciousness, or the heart, the realm of our actual being. What is the state of that? So meditation is a way to look within, to purify that, and that is the foundation of our lives. So tonight, I'm going to just talk briefly. This is just a primer on meditation. And if you can read a book, or if you can hear my voice right now, then you can meditate. Because meditation really is about conscious awareness. We're all aware. Right now, there are many stimuli coming to us from different directions. But we're focusing our attention in a certain place. And here's a saying for you, if you haven't heard it before. It's a nice one to take with you because it's very useful. Where attention goes, energy flows. Wherever your attention goes, that's where your energy will go. Please close your eyes for one moment. I would like you to think of not a lemon. Think of not a lemon. Now think of not a monkey. Think of not a monkey. Okay, please open your eyes. Were you successful?
No.
Anyone successful in thinking of not a lemon? Huh? You thought of a lemon? Were there any other kind of feelings that came to you when you thought of not a lemon? What happened? Anything? When you think of not a lemon, first of all, the lemon comes into your mind right away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And second of all, if you think about it a little more deeply, then you might start salivating, because if you think of not eating a lemon, then you immediately the juices start to flow. So where attention goes, energy flows, and it doesn't matter whether it's a negative thought or if you're trying to push it away, still, you'll experience that thing within your mind. And that's what will come to bear. So oftentimes, when we fear something, or when we are trying to avoid certain situations, we actually concentrate on them. And that brings them to bear even more. Just as thinking of not a lemon, I start to experience what it might be like to bite into a lemon. Just me saying that makes you, right? We react, the body moves, the energies go. So where attention goes,
energy flows.
Yes, where attention goes, energy flows. So through the process of meditation, we become consciously aware of our awareness. That's what we are. We're awareness. We can actually become aware that we are aware. And we can also become aware that images, thoughts come into our mind, into our consciousness, and they come and go. There's a technique in meditation called noting, which is to be aware of what thoughts and images are coming into your mind, but not identifying with them. Just put a little post-it note somewhere in your consciousness. When a thought comes, you don't have to push it away. And it's okay. The object of meditation is not to stop thinking, because that's impossible. Your eyes see automatically when you open your eyes, don't they? You don't have to do anything, they just see. Similarly, your ears hear without you doing anything else. And your mind will also think. So meditation is not about stopping the thinking process. Rather, it's becoming aware that we're the witness of our thoughts. We're something different than the thoughts that are coming into our mind. I would like to teach you a very particular kind of meditation tonight, and it's called mantra meditation. Has anybody heard the word mantra? Mantra? It's a Sanskrit word. Anyone who knows Farsi or Arabic will know that the Sanskrit language is directly related. It's in the same family. This word mantra, it's a dual word. Man means mind. And tra means to free. So there are in meditation, according to the type of meditation that you're doing, there's an object of meditation that you'll fix your mind on a certain point. In mantra meditation, you fix your mind upon a sound, but it's not just any sound. A mantra is a particular kind of sound, and it's a vibration which has its own power. And it will help you to fix your mind and go beyond the mind and experience your higher self and your awareness. This is the power of the mantra, to free your mind. So sound in itself is very powerful. A snow avalanche starts by sound. A loud sound, and the snowbank breaks loose and it comes down. Sound has a profound effect upon us. In fact, if you go into physics, find how everything is defined in terms of vibrations of energy that are going on around us. So the mantra has its own power, very much like a seed. A seed looks like a small, dry, valueless little thing, doesn't it? If you look at a seed, if you didn't know what it was, if you didn't know what power was in a seed, but when you put that seed in the soil and you add light, water, air, a miracle happens. A lemon tree can come out. And within that lemon tree, there are lemons with more seeds. Actually, there are miracles around us at every second. I just miss them. In fact, the sun rises every day. It's the biggest event of the day, the sun rising, but I miss it. I'm in a hurry. I'm going somewhere else. I'm concentrated somewhere else. But by taking the mantra, it's like a seed. If you take that seed and you water it with your attention, it'll grow into something which is miraculous. Another example is a little more modern, the zip file. You know about zip files. You get a tiny little file, it can be anything. Sometimes they're disastrous. A zip file with what do they call them, a worm?
Virus.
A virus, yes. And you click on it, it can destroy everything. It opens up and it does something disastrous, diabolical. or zip files can open to information that can change your life. So within the mantra is designed in a certain way. It has a certain genetic code of its own. And when you say the mantra in a certain way, with attention, then it opens up to you and it will assist you in your meditation. So man means?
Mind.
And tra means?
Free.
To free. There are many, many kinds of mantras. And they all take us in different directions. It's like buying a train ticket. The mantra, one of the mantras you heard being sung tonight, which is another way of doing the meditation. This is a more dynamic kind of meditation through music. What we'll try tonight is kind of a group meditation by saying the mantra together as a group, closing our eyes, and just hearing the sound and feeling the vibration. You don't have to do more than that. It's a very simple thing. What I would like is the cards that have the mantra on it. I think that we have some of those left. Halei, do we have some more cards? My personal card has the mantra on the back of it. Another thing that helps meditation is breath. I take my breath for granted. As I breathe all day long, and I don't think how important it is unless I'm choking. And if I start to choke and then I get my breath back. Has this happened to anybody? A friend of mine swallowed some vitamins that had melted together and he didn't know it. It was a very hot day and he started choking. And afterwards, he was thinking all day long of how important breath is and appreciating it. The breath helps to control the mind, and it also helps us to enter into the meditative state. So when we begin our meditation, a simple thing that you can do at home is just take about 10 natural but very deep breaths in and out, and that brings oxygen into your blood and into your brain. And then from there, we'll repeat this mantra together. You can close your eyes if you like or keep them open, depends on how you feel. And just listen to the sound. Did you all get a card? Do you all have a card? I believe that's my calling card, no? Yeah. All it has is my email address on it. So, and on the back is the mantra that we're going to chant tonight together. So I'll explain the words in the mantra briefly so that you know what you're saying. So there are only three words in this mantra. This is called the Maha Mantra, which means it contains other mantras within it. It's an omnibus mantra, if you will. It has combined within it all other kinds of mantras. And this mantra is meant to purify the heart, the center of our consciousness. Hare is the first word in the mantra. Hare means the energy of our original source, the source from which everything else comes, the energy. And it's also an appeal. It's an appeal saying, please let me know you. Please let me be in touch with you. Please let me serve you. So everyone can say, Hare.
Hare.
Hare. The next word is Krishna. And Krishna means, the first syllable means the attractive force of our original source. And Na means the process of spiritual pleasure, spiritual happiness. And the third word is Rama. And Rama means spiritual power. And it also means the highest spiritual happiness. So there's just three words. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. And these are actually in the Vedas, ancient writings of India in Sanskrit, They're considered names of the divine. There are many other kinds of mantras that people chant, and there are many other names, but they have a certain kind of power to them. Al-Jabbar means the irresistible one. And many other names have this sort of power to them. So similarly, this mantra does too. So the mantra goes like this. I'll say it once. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And I'll say it two words at a time and then please repeat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So now, if you like, anyone who would like to participate, we'll say the mantra together as a group in synchronicity. We'll say it at the same time, at the same pace. And we'll go for about 7 minutes. And while you're saying the mantra, you can just focus on the mantra. When your mind travels away, and it will, it'll go off to the Riviera, and then it'll go to the Lincoln Tunnel in New York, and then back to Toronto within 2 seconds. And then it'll also say that you've missed about 20 emails today and the people are going to be really angry with you and you should have answered, and right? And you have finals coming up and there are volleyball and, you know, anything you can think of, your mind will bring in and will introduce to you. Just like if someone comes to your door and knocks, maybe a salesperson that you weren't expecting and you didn't want to talk to. Best thing to do is just lay low. You open the door, they may talk you into something. So when those thoughts come knocking at your door, the door of your mind, just ignore them and come back to the mantra. This is what the instruction is in the scripture on yoga. Shanai shanar uparamed. Constantly, just patiently bring your mind back to the mantra. You don't have to get angry at your mind. Just bring it back to the mantra. Shall we try it? Great experiment. So, if you like, close your eyes. Either way, it's okay. Can help. First, let's take 10 nice deep breaths, natural breaths. Let your whole diaphragm fill up with air. And just 10 times, just to clear it and think about the importance of breath, just for 10 breaths. Now, all together, we can repeat the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, let's take just a moment in silence. Just feel the vibrations. Feel how you feel now after chanting the mantra. You can take a few seconds to open your eyes and come back into the room. And now, if we can hear some reflections or if you have questions. Reflection means anything that stuck in your mind from what we discussed about the mantra or any of your experience just now from chanting the mantra together. Or if you have any question that you'd like to ask them.
I felt after the chanting meditation, or during it, especially after you said, okay, now reflect on your energy and feel the difference, I definitely felt kind of more open, but not in a vulnerable way. In a more of a strength and a protective kind of way, but definitely a broader type of energy.
Thank you. Thank you. did you feel? What was that?
Relaxed.
You felt relaxed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Her mind felt very relaxed.
Her mind felt very relaxed. Yes, because the mind is always running. It's going even when we sleep. And the mantra helps us go beyond that. Just like a river, on the surface, it can be very rough and flowing. If you go very, very deep, then you find there's a calm there in the river. That's a natural feeling, actually. The calmness that's very deep inside us. The mind becomes very turbulent. In the literature on meditation, ancient script says that whatever we hear or see during the day, it accumulates in our mind and our consciousness. These are called vrittis, or impressions. And those impressions come back to us. They're kind of wound up in a spool. And they're constantly revisiting us. Maybe even years later. And sometimes people are traumatized by things that happen to them. And just positive thinking doesn't solve this. But being more in touch with our actual deeper center does. What else? And you can ask me any question you like also. Yeah.
I felt very lightheaded. I felt a lot of things going on in school and around people just came off. I feel very, very relaxed. I've never felt so
relaxed. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. So she felt very relaxed and peaceful, and also you had certain thoughts about school and things like that and people and that were maybe giving you anxiety, and they sort of dissipated during that time, right? Nice. I'm glad you brought that up, because I felt the same thing. I was there were all kinds of thoughts coming when we started to chant. I was thinking, well, does everyone like this? and many other things. And then, you know, as the mantra kept going, I thought, well, just hang on to the mantra. It's almost like it has its own power. It gives strength to get away from those thoughts that are constantly pestering us. So that's good. Thank you. Nice reflection. What else? Yes?
Is it possible to be more aware of physical discomfort when you're meditating?
Yes, it is. In fact, oftentimes physical discomfort we don't even notice until we sit down to meditate. There are a lot of things that happen to us all the time that are going on within our body that we don't even notice sometimes because they're so frequent and constant, there's a way in which our mind filters them out. The human body is very, very complex. Recently, because I use a Macintosh, they just came out with a voice dictation program. And I was learning how to use it, and the computer was learning how to deal with me, too, because you have to train it according to your own voice. And in the tutorial, as I was speaking, and it was testing my accent and everything, the tutorial was saying that a child by 3 years old has comprehension of language and also the ability to filter out other kinds of interference. For instance, you can talk to somebody on a bus when there's loud noises going on and still appreciate what they're saying. Computer can't do that because it just takes all the noise in and it can't sort them out, can't sort out the language from the noise. And so while we're going through our day and whatever's happening physically, mentally, we practically don't become aware of it until we concentrate and become consciously aware of what's going on. And so yes, we can become much more aware of what our body is doing. Psychosomatic illness is very prevalent. Actually, stress causes much of the disease and discomfort that's in the world today. And it's coming from my own mind and my identification with the mind. And so through meditation, through becoming more aware of our center and our ability to be the witness of these things going on, we can become very much aware of these things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes?
You told every mantra has genetic code.
Yes.
What kind of genetic code has this mantra?
So she asked, she said that I had said that every mantra has a genetic code,
yes.
And what kind of code did this particular mantra have? What a nice question. Thank you. This particular mantra has the very particular power to reawaken the natural love and gratitude that's in our heart. That's why it's so much used and revered by those who practice bhakti. Bhakti yoga is a kind of yoga. The term yoga has become very popular nowadays. There's all kinds of yoga. It comes from a root word in Sanskrit which means huge. And that means to reconnect with our source. And the most complete way to reconnect with our source is through love. Because love is the most binding force in this world. When you love someone, then you can't stop thinking about them. And even if you live in a small space, it feels like a big space. On the other hand, if you don't like someone, you can live in a huge house and it feels like a small space. Right? So love is a transformative power. It's the most transformative power, and it includes everything. Gratitude is there within it. A kind of knowing is there within love. And this bhakti love is there within the mantra. It reawakens that. And it's the most natural thing because it's there within in every living being, the power to love. Even we see it within animals, you can see very clearly, they're very much attached to the mothers are attached to their young, and vice versa. So when you chant this mantra, then naturally you'll feel for yourself this reawakening of love and gratitude within the heart. It's a very special genetic code in that mantra. Thank you for your question. Yes?
Do you ever chant Om Namah Shivaya?
I've chanted Om Namah Shivaya.
They say that it's the Maha Mantra. Is that right?
I hadn't heard that it's the Maha Mantra, but it is also a very powerful mantra. There are many, many different kinds of mantra. And as I say, each one of them has very... When you go deeper into the mantra, just like two seeds might look very similar, but when you plant them in the ground, then when, in the spring when they come up, you might be very surprised what the difference is. It's a great science going into the mantra. And there's a lot written about each mantra and a lot of realizations. Many of these mantras are passed down from one meditator to the next over many, many thousands of years. And with them come many realizations and revelations that come along with the mantra. Thank you very much. Yes?
Primary language in the United States and Canada is English, first language speaking. If this was translated to English right here, do you think it would help people connect to this message better than this language right here? Has it been done before, and does it make sense that more people would understand it or relate to it easier?
It makes some sense. It's always a good exercise to know what it means. However, the mantra has its own compelling ability. And that's one of the reasons that it's very powerful. And when people use it and they hear it even, they become attracted to it. It has its own attractive power. Many kinds of meditation involve concentrating the attention on inert objects, like you know, a flame, a candle flame, for instance. Candle flame doesn't reciprocate, but the mantra does. It has a certain kind of power to it. So even if it's not translated and consumed in that way, it still has its own ability to attract. But I do agree with you, it is important to unpack, as I tried to do in the beginning, just in a short way, what it means, what its context is, because then when I become aware of something, what its value is, then I can appreciate it more. Back to the monkeys in this example. Two friends of mine were walking down an alleyway in a very small town in India, and they felt something hitting them on the head. They were being pelted, and they looked, and it was money falling from the sky, apparently. And there were coins, and then there were rupee notes falling down. That's the Indian currency. And they looked up, and there was a monkey in the window who had stolen a purse and was taking all the money out, disappointed that it was useless. It wasn't something to eat. And so he was just throwing it, and it was floating down to the ground, and it was pelting my friends on the head. And later when we were talking about it, we were thinking how when you don't know the value of something, I mean, he could have just taken it downtown and bought himself a big stack of bananas. But he didn't know. He didn't know what it was, and he didn't know what the value was. So it just looked like printed paper, and he threw it. And so when we know the value of something, when we hear about it, when we learn the context, then it gives us more attention. Where attention goes, energy flows. So thank you very much. Nice comment. And question. Yes?
When is the most ideal time to chant?
What is the most ideal time to chant? Early in the morning. This is the traditional wisdom that early in the morning, especially before sunrise, there's a special energy for spiritual practice available. In a practical way, there are not a lot of phones ringing, not a lot of email coming in. The activity is at a low ebb. And that time before the sun rises, there's a particular period called Brahma Muhurta, which means that there's nectar in the air just to be had. So if you just get up at that time and you do a little spiritual practice, it has more effect than at other times. But any time's okay. I have friends in Japan, I visit there regularly, who practice their mantra, and they have to commute long distance on trains every day. And, you know, in Japan they have a cultural tradition that when someone catches a cold or gets sick, they wear a mask so it doesn't spread to anybody else. So during cold season thing, you see a lot of people wearing masks. So this person, when she gets on the train, she puts on her mask, even though she doesn't have a cold, and she puts in some earplugs, and then she chants her mantra on the train. And she can hear the mantra. When you plug your ears, you can hear the vibration of it, and feels very happy doing her meditation also when she's traveling on the train. So the mantra, you can do it anytime. And it's a good idea also to keep the mantra going. When you go out in nature, you can look and you can think about the miracle that you're seeing everywhere. And the mantra will help you to become more aware of the fact of that this everything that you're looking at is miraculous, actually. There's not one circumstance or situation in life that's the same as another. That in and of itself is captivating. There's not one individual who's another, the same as another, or one particle that's the same as another. And we become aware of all these things through chanting the mantra. So early in the morning's nice. It helps you to start your day. If you do a little bit before you go out into the world, so to speak, then you'll have that foundation I was talking about in the beginning. How are we doing for time, Helen?
Very good. Any other questions? We'd like everybody to get their questions answered.
Yes.
This is more about how to do like a chant, and so is there a certain way that you should be sitting, and like, can you say it within your head, or do you have to be saying it out loud to feel the vibration?
She was asking, is there a certain way to sit, and also, do you have to speak it, the mantra, out loud? So, a comfortable seat that's neither too high or too low, there, that you feel balanced and comfortable, and keeping your spine erect in a straight line helps the energy flow up to your brain, and it keeps your lungs wide open so that you can breathe. So if you can, I recommend Zafu. Zafu is a meditation cushion. You can go to Zafu.com. I have no stake in it. I have a portable one. When I travel, you can actually inflate it. And it goes on the ground much like these bolsters. And if you keep your hips above your knees when you sit, you can sit for a lot longer time, and you can also keep your spine straight. So that's a good idea. Find a comfortable place. And it also helps in your home or wherever you chant to create a sacred space. In other words, have a place where that's the main thing that you do. There's no television, there's no outside disturbance, even if it's a little corner of your house. And if you go there regularly, you'll get used to that place where you can sit and actually meditate. The mantra can be done silently and also can be done out loud. Silently, it's a little more tricky because the mind is very powerful. And if you meditate on it silently, you have to really concentrate and bring your mind back to the mantra as you're saying it in your mind. You can also visualize the mantra. On the card that you have, the mantra, you can look at the mantra when you say it, and it will help you fix your mind on saying the mantra. Out loud, there are several ways of doing that. One is called japa. And japa means that you say the mantra just loud enough for you to hear it, not for anybody else. So it's just above your breath, so you're hearing it in your own ears. And then you can also do it through singing. And we didn't get into that. I didn't speak about that too much tonight. I normally do, but it's there'll be a performance later on of singing the mantra out loud with music. And it's sort of a group petition, like we did tonight, all singing, saying it together. It gives a little bit more power to it. So, out loud, in japa, or silently, you can do it any of those ways, and you can experiment in different ways, and find a comfortable seat where you feel natural and you can keep your spine straight. And if you do a little practice every day, it doesn't have to be for a long time, but if you do it regularly every day, even if you start with, 1 minute, then what happens is you'll get a taste for it. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll feel more calm. You'll feel like you have your foundation before you go out. And then it becomes natural to increase your practice because you like it. And that's the best way to do it, just step at a time. Okay? All right.
Question?
Yes.
We are talking about the mantra, and meditation from a particular spiritual paradigm. Am I not correct?
Yes.
So is meditation possible from other paradigms? And if so, what can they be?
So the question was, tonight I'm couching everything sort of in spiritual language,
right,
and looking at it from that point of view.
And possibly cultural.
And possibly cultural. Yes. And is it possible to look at it from other angles?
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, if you just look at it from a purely biophysical way. You know, there's lots of studies. In fact, I had a class in university called, believe it or not, psychosomatic optimization. It was a branch of psychology. And there was a lot of research about the effects of mantra just on your physical body. And it was more from a medical point of view. And they showed even yogis who were very accomplished at, you know, performing meditation, who could stop breathing for long periods of time. These were actual studies and not, you know, not just, you know, some hearsay. So, yeah, you can look at it from different angles of vision.
So it is possible that there can be another paradigm that will teach us that we can meditate standing on our head, for example, as opposed to sitting erect.
Yeah, sure. This mantra, you know, there are different ways of doing it, and however you can accommodate that, the best is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Are there other techniques or tools that you can use to quiet the mind?
Are there ever other techniques and tools to quiet the mind? Yes. Yeah, there are many. And it varies from individual to individual. But some of the things that I mentioned have to do with regular practice and breathing. Breathing is a very classic way of and popular way of controlling the mind, because just from a physiological point of view, if you have very short breath, in other words, you're not breathing deeply or consciously, it'll actually affect your mind. And it's much more difficult to concentrate. If you're in anxiety and you just take a minute to breathe, like sometimes, even I saw the other day when I was driving, I saw a truck, and on the side it said, breathe. And I immediately felt better just seeing the word. Have you ever noticed that? I think when Skype opens too, it says breathe. And, you know, so breath is also a technique which is commonly used for controlling the mind and calming down and bringing the body under control. Because after all, every cell in the body breathes, actually. When we take in a breath, all the other cells in their own way, in their own metabolism, are also breathing. And, you know, there's a master plan in this body. The homeostasis that is being maintained and everything that's going on is very complex. It's a complex unity that's occurring within the body at every second. And much of it is controlled by the breath. So, yes, there are many more techniques, and you can go into the science. But if you stick with a few basic things and practice them regularly, you'll find that it's so accommodating and pleasurable, actually. You look at the world in a different way, you feel better about yourself, that you can't help but do it on a regular basis. Yes?
I agree with you 100%. I think one of the best ways to start practicing deep breathing is just when it's most convenient, when you're going to bed at night. Take 10 really slow, really deep breaths. And that's, I think, one of the best ways, I think, to start.
Could everyone hear him?
Yeah.
Right before you go to bed? Thank you. That's good advice. One of the times I take deep breaths, anybody here have a Macintosh computer? Yeah? You know, they call it that little beach ball that spins when you know, when it's waiting for something. Some people call it the beach ball of death or something like that. But I was talking to a friend a couple years ago, and he was saying, oh, there's the beach ball of death. And I was saying, well, that's the time that I take to start breathing. Because when that comes up, the tendency is to get an anxiety. And there's lots of cases for this throughout the day that, oh no, there's that, it's not going to work, I have to wait for 5 minutes, what's going to happen? So I see that sign and I go, time to breathe. And I just take my deep breaths, and every time I see the beach ball, then I feel better about myself because I know I can breathe. So if you also work it into your life, so that there are times, there are junctures in your life where you automatically know you're going to be frustrated, turn it around and make it a time when, you know, you can breathe and you can do your mantra. and feel peaceful. You can use it at any time. It's an honor to be here. It's really a pleasure. It's not easy for everyone to get up and come out and to gather one place. I want to thank Hale for making this all possible tonight. She's put an incredible amount of energy. Her and her staff, Eleni, has worked very, very hard. I know what it takes to put on something like this and do it so beautifully, to pick the venue and do all these kinds of things. The invitation you sent out was beautiful, and it does resemble the room. There were candles on the... It's just really nice. It's been a pleasure. Those of you I've met so far, it's been a real pleasure. I look forward to talking and meeting more of you. And I want to thank Hale and Eleni and the rest of the staff. And I want to thank all of you for participating tonight and for all the feedback that you gave, the reflections and the wonderful questions that you gave me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming all the way from California with some peace. So, you had a good hand. We're going to cut back on the music a little bit because I know I'm sure everybody's very hungry. Mm-hmm. That's great.